Second paragraph of Ma'aseh Sheni, Mishnah Gimel. We mentioned in the previous mission that this tilton, which is some type of food which can be consumed by human beings, but it wasn't a kosher food, it was also used for animal fodder. And even though it's chayim and trumas and maizes, there were certain leniencies. Tilton shel Ma'aseh Sheni, if this food is Ma'aseh Sheni, te'ochel tzimchoinim, it should be eaten when it starts sprouting. There's a discussion there whether lechatchila should be eaten when it starts sprouting. You don't wait for it to fully grow because maybe it will become tummy. Or some say that it's a heter that you're allowed to do it. But in any event, you have to eat it b'tayra. The shel truma, in respect of truma, v'sham yoyimim kol maser b'tayra, chut mechatifosa. You could, whatever you use it, you do it for, you still should not be metamet. The only thing that they will make it with is that you could use it to rub your hair, to use like a make some type of shampoo out of it. Yeah. So this is a leniency that once again was by truma of tilton and not by ma'aseh sheni. They say loimim kol ma'aseh betumah, that you're allowed to touch it even without metilas yadayim, even though you may be metamet, because as we said before, they're more lenient. Chut mishriyos, but you're not allowed to actually soak it in water, because then your vada can be metamet. At the time that you're soaking in water, the mosha v'kabal tumah. So here's the example that we mentioned the previous mishnah of this food, which is primarily or animal food, but still it's human and consumable. In respect to shuma, they were makel about the matamet, and not in respect to ma'aseh sheni.